Now it's time for the reality check from our partners at Civil Beat. Today we're featuring reporter Marcel Henry to get us up to date on the talk about rail, our very, very expensive train. Good morning.
Morning, Catherine. Good to be here.
Yeah, you've got a big meeting coming up on Thursday, huh?
Right. Tomorrow morning, there is yet another large consequential vote that could have serious ramifications for the rail project. It's the first action in a series of actions that need to take place over the next 60 days to meet some new demands that the FTA levied on the city and HART for the project. The vote tomorrow is a HART vote to see whether or not they will actually move forward with a partnership with the private sector to take some of the financial risk off the project. And the FTA is looking for them to have that decided in the next 30 days.
Right. Now, the FTA did want a little bit more from us, out of our pocketbook, right? Some reassurance that we will have the financial wherewithal to complete this system.
Right. So while HART has been putting together its financial recovery plan, which basically shows how it's going to deal with the lingering financial crisis, FTA has had its consultants doing their own assessment of the project. And they found that taking a conservative approach or saying, look, you guys probably need another $134 million just to be safe. And in the letter that the FTA sent the city and HART on Friday, they basically said, we want to see the recovery plan reflect that difference. In other words, you guys need to come up with that extra $134 million. It was interesting, at a press conference yesterday, Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell addressed that, and he said, That's on HART. That is HART's kuleana. That is their responsibility, since they got up to the legislature last year and said $8.16 billion, that's all we need. Well, turns out if we need a little more, HART, you guys need to come up with a solution.
Right, and I know that there was some concern by Honolulu's council chair, Ernie Martin, about how he was viewing this letter from the FTA, whether he thought it was a threat.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that this letter came out and it seems to be putting a lot of pressure on the city to act. And one of the side effects of that, I guess, is you're seeing these frictions between the mayor's office and the majority of the city council. They're starting to really resurface. So the mayor held this press conference. He very publicly signed a letter to Ernie Martin that urges him to take action and have the council take action. And basically, he's saying that they've really put off a lot of what they need to do to resolve these issues. Later in the day, well, about an hour later, the chair addressed the mayor's press conference, and he kind of chided the mayor. He said, I think he forgot my number. I think he lost it. No, I'm happy to go upstairs. It'll be easier for the mayor. So you're seeing kind of this ongoing dynamic that we've seen from these two rivals for the last several years. It's playing out all over again with the latest rail drama.
Right, and it's funny because I was looking at your comments following your article, and I know someone in the public said, well, gee, the phone, you know, works both ways. You could call, he could call. It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, again, these guys, you know, they have some history. There's just, you can tell it's a very strange relationship between the two of them.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know you'll be on top of it, and so we'll look forward to your stories following that HART meeting tomorrow morning.
Thanks so much, Catherine.
All right, thank you. That was Marcel Henry of Honolulu Civil Beat. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.